What, now, what, I ask you, could be better on a Saturday afternoon than coming to listen to Robert Glasscock and me join a group of five other wonderful souls as we tackle their very relevant astrological questions with the best astrology teacher on the planet, and he has been fire. So join us this Saturday. Come to the funastrology.com website for the gallery ticket, and we'll see you there. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology and Merriman Market Analyst Saturday Financial Podcast. I'm Thomas Miller with a special treat for you today. Of course, this is April 20th, and it is the day of the big conjunction, the long-anticipated conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus. Ray Merriman is presenting a special seminar, webinar, all day today. Information on that is available at MMACycles.com. So there's no normal column this week, but we have an excerpt from the 2024 forecast book. This is right up toward the beginning of the book. And remember, this section that you're about to hear was written in November of last year. Brief note to investors and traders in 2024. Let's get right down to it. My outlook and trading plans for 2024 will be primarily based around the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th and 21st, 2024, at 21 degrees Taurus 50 minutes. I'm looking for financial markets to spike sharply down or up into that period, and then to reverse. I think some markets, like Bitcoin, may go several weeks or months afterwards due to the halving phenomenon that is expected to occur around April 2024, especially given that the potentially explosive Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus unfolds then. Crude oil, which is co-ruled by Jupiter, could also experience a parabolic move, but for different reasons related to supply and demand perceptions combined with world tensions. If you are a trader, this might be the most important part of this year's book for you. If there is a fundamental reason for any market to spike going into or coming out of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in April, traders should be aware of this possibility. I may be right or I may be wrong. But suppose I am right about the correspondence of Jupiter-Uranus to explosive price moves in financial markets. Based upon the history of this pairing, I think it could be an opportunity akin to a gold prospector striking the mother lode. But if a big move fails to materialize, traders should fully understand that you could lose everything and more invested in a trade involving futures or options. One must understand the importance of risk management and risk-reward ratios. So let me say a few things about this subject, too. In taking on any speculative trade, one needs to contemplate how much they can afford to lose without altering their lifestyle, while at the same time understanding the possibilities of huge returns if the markets behave as they often have in the past under this type of aspect. This is speculation. In my own personal case, and at my age, I am over 30, I cannot afford to and will not risk more than 10% of my liquid assets. I can afford a 10% drawdown for a possible payout of 4 to 5 times or more of the positions I am willing to take on with futures, which have unlimited risk, or with options strategies on futures, which have limited risk. Thus, listeners might want to use a similar measure of risk management, regardless of their age. Do not risk your lifestyle on any trade. I will also continue to purchase 5% or greater U.S. Treasuries or T-bills for 6-month to 2-year maturities. And as long as this once and still proud nation can still pay its bills, that means my actual risk in 2024 around the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus might only be slightly shy of 5%. I like that plan even better for a possible 4 to 5-fold return on the right trade, as I said before. That's what I'm looking for in proximity to Jupiter conjunct Uranus, and especially in Bitcoin and crude oil, or whatever market looks like it might explode higher going into or out of that period. In a perfectly orderly world based on simple astrology, markets would be expected to rise sharply into Jupiter conjunct Uranus, and then move down just as sharply into the Jupiter-Saturn square, which will follow August 19, 2024, through June 15, 2025. But it will probably not be a perfectly ordered world, or a perfectly related correlation. It may not be an exact repeat of the abstract cyclical outlook, but it could rhyme. So let's start off this year's forecast book with the simple idea of building a yearly trading plan around the 14-year geocosmic signature of Jupiter conjunct Uranus, because it has one of the highest planetary correlations to primary and even long-term cycles within a month. And it will ideally be followed by an opposite reaction into the Jupiter-Saturn waxing square that will follow. So let's go. Let's find markets that are on their time band for 50-week or greater cycles near to April 20th and 21st, 2024. Listen on for some ideas and enjoy this year's rendition of our astrological almanac. May it be a good one for you, for all of us. Now, if you're thinking that the 2024 forecast book is obsolete after this aspect today, oh no, not at all. There's the Aries vortex to be discussed. So that's next year in 2026, and then he talks about 2027 and 2028 and even beyond. So it is still very relevant. How do you get it? HighTimelineBooks.com or MMACycles.com. Take you to the same place. Audiobook and print book. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the conjunction. We'll see you back next week. Bye-bye.